Today, Maryland is doing something it has never done before, conducting an election almost completely by mail. Ballots for the special election for the remainder of the late Elijah Cummings' term in Congress are due today via the U.S. Postal Service and drop boxes. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
To prevent the spread of the coronavirus, Governor Larry Hogan decided last month to hold today's 7th Congressional District special election by mail.
So there's a question about, will this be able to be done without a hitch under very, very trying circumstances?
That's Daniel Schlossman, a political science professor at Johns Hopkins University.
So in the aggregate, vote by mail does tend to lead to larger turnout. That is under circumstances in which voters understand what's going on.
Schlossman says the ongoing pandemic is likely at the forefront of voters' minds, instead of local politics. The State Board of Elections sent out around 500,000 ballots. They got back 85,000 as of Saturday, the most recent day for which numbers are available. The board has also had to take extra precautions. As ballots arrive in the mail, elections workers store them away for a quarantine of 24 hours. Then they get sorted. For voters who didn't get a ballot or who can't vote by mail, there are 3 in-person polling centers open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. One in Baltimore City, one in Baltimore County, and one in Howard County. The board has instructed poll workers to frequently sanitize equipment and to keep voters as far apart as possible. And the candidates themselves have had to appeal to voters through social media instead of fundraisers or rallies, as containment methods keep people at home. Those candidates are Democrat Kwaisi Omfume and Republican Kimberly Klasick. Omfume is running for an office he's already held. He served in Congress for a decade and became chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus until he left in 1996 to lead the NAACP. Klasick is a member of the Baltimore County Republican Central Committee. Last summer, she appeared on Fox News to discuss blight and trash in Baltimore. That got the attention of President Trump, who attacked then-Congressman Cummings and the city on Twitter. Analysts have said Omfume will likely come out on top. 7th District Democrats outnumber Republicans by about 4-1. The election will determine who gets to represent the district through the rest of this year. It's also a test of Maryland's vote-by-mail system. In June, the state will hold another mail-in ballot election on a much bigger scale for statewide primaries, including primaries for mayor and other Baltimore City offices.
You know, anytime that we have a change, right, and people are used to one way of doing something, sometimes change can be the biggest barrier.
Amber McReynolds is the former head of Denver's Board of Elections and the CEO of Vote at Home, a nonpartisan nonprofit focused on convenient voting options. She says these elections might convince some to always vote by mail.
You know, a lot of people have been left out of the voting process because of inconvenience, because they were working, because of whatever reason that they, you know, had a barrier. And so I think that the public health crisis that we're seeing in our country and right at this moment exposes in a very direct way the problems with the historical way that most people have voted in this country on Election Day at an assigned government location in a large crowd.
The State Board of Elections says it will release preliminary results at 8 p.m. tonight and have the election certified by May 8th. And whoever wins will have to run again in Maryland's regular primary on June 2nd. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.